Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for April 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1, April 2013, Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in April 2013. Danilo Munoz reports that four cases were filed in April involving assets in excess of $100 million. During the first 3 months of 2013, 16 such cases were filed. Of the four mega cases in April, one involved at least $1 billion in assets, raising this year's billion-dollar case total to six. Three of those billion-dollar cases were filed in March. For fiscal year 2012, there were a total of 12 companies that filed for Chapter 11 with excess of $1 billion in assets, five of which were filed in May. A total of 64 mega filings with assets in excess of $100 million were filed that year, compared to 82 mega filings during the same period in 2011 and 106 in 2010. The largest Chapter 11 filing in April this year was by Central European Distribution Corp, or CEDC, one of the world's largest vodka producers, and Central and Eastern Europe's largest integrated spirit beverages business. The company's primary operations are in Poland, Russia, and Hungary. On April 7, 2013, CEDC and two subsidiaries sought bankruptcy protection under Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. CEDC filed, together with its petition, a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan that reduces debt by $665.2 million. The company listed total assets of $1.98 billion and total liabilities of $1.74 billion at September 30, 2012. The Delaware Bankruptcy Court scheduled a hearing to consider confirmation of the plan on May 13, 2013. According to the official vote tabulation prepared by CEDC's voting and information agent, impaired creditors have voted overwhelmingly to accept the plan. The financial restructuring, which will eliminate approximately $665.2 million in debt from CEDC's and CEDC FinCo's balance sheets, does not involve the company's operating subsidiaries in Poland, Russia, Ukraine, or Hungary, and should have no impact on their business operations. Operations in these countries are independently funded and will continue to generate revenue during this process. All obligations to employees, vendors, credit support providers, and government authorities will be honored in the ordinary course without interruption. The second largest Chapter 11 filing was by Rotec Healthcare and 114 of its subsidiary companies. Rotec filed petitions seeking relief under Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware to implement a prearranged plan negotiated with secured lenders. Rotec's balance sheet at September 30, 2012, showed $255.76 million in total assets, $601.98 million in total liabilities, and $346.22 million total stockholders' deficiency. Based in Orlando, Florida, Rotec provides home medical equipment and related products and services in the United States, with a comprehensive offering of respiratory therapy and durable home medical equipment and related services. The company provides equipment and services in 48 states through approximately 500 operating centers located primarily in non-urban markets. Rotec also filed its plan of reorganization as the next step towards completing its debt reduction and restructuring announced on March 15, 2013. Once the plan, which is supported by consenting holders with a majority in outstanding principal amount of both Rotec's 10.75% first lien secured notes and 10.5% senior second lien secured notes, is confirmed, Rotec expects it will have eliminated approximately half of its secured debt. The third largest Chapter 11 filing was by GMX Resources, Inc., an independent natural gas production company. Oklahoma City-based GMXR has 53 producing wells in Texas and Louisiana, and 7 producing wells in New Mexico. The company's balance sheets at September 30, 2012, showed $343.14 million in total assets and $467.64 million in total liabilities. GMXR filed for Chapter 11 protection with the Bankruptcy Court for the Western District of Oklahoma on April 1, 2013, to pursue a sale of the business to secured lenders in exchange for $324.3 million in first lien notes. Another mega case filer is Yarway Corporation, which sought Chapter 11 protection with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware on April 22, 2013, to deal with claims arising from asbestos-containing products it allegedly sold as early as the 1920s. Yarway, a unit of Tyco International Limited, originally manufactured pipe clamps, steam traps, valves, and controls. Yarway's asbestos-related liabilities derive from the company's 1. Purported use of asbestos-containing gaskets and packing manufactured by others in its production of steam valves and traps from the 1920s to 1970s, and 2. Alleged manufacture of expansion joint packaging that was allegedly made up of a compound of Teflon and asbestos from the 1940s to the 1970s. Over the past 5 years, about 10,021 new asbestos claims have been asserted against Yarway, including 1,014 in Yarway's 2013 fiscal year, ending March 31, 2013. Yarway estimated assets and debts in excess of $100 million as of the Chapter 11 filing. 2 of the 4 bankruptcy mega-filings in April involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan. During the first quarter of 2013, 10 of the 16 mega-filings involved a prepackaged filing. For fiscal year 2012, 13 of the 64 mega-cases, about 20%, were prepackaged in nature. This is an increase from 2011, where 13 of the 83 mega-cases, or about 16%, were prepacks. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks, prearranged cases, were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega-cases, or about 1 in every 3 filings in 2010. For April this year, 2 of the 4 mega-filings came from the manufacturing industry. During the 4 months of 2013, 10 of the mega-filings belong to the information industry, while 4 are involved in manufacturing. The distribution of bankruptcy mega-cases by industry for 2012 is manufacturing, 10 cases, 16%. Information, 8 cases, 13%. Finance and insurance, 7 cases, 11%. Real estate, 6 cases, 9%. Transportation, 5 cases, 8%. Others, 28 cases, 44%. The distribution of bankruptcy mega cases by industry for 2011 is manufacturing, 14 cases, 17%. Accommodation and food services, 12 cases, 14%. Finance and insurance, 9 cases, 11%. Information, 8 cases, 10%. Retail trade, 7 cases, 8%. Real estate, 7 cases, 8%. Others, 26 cases, 32%. 3 of the 4 Chapter 11 mega cases in April were filed in the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. For the first 4 months of 2013, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court cornered 14 of the 20 mega-filings, while the Southern District of New York had 2 mega-filings. Last year, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega-filers with 21. The Delaware Bankruptcy Court had 19 of the mega-cases. In 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the most favored venue with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega-cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega-cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega-cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega-cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. For the first 4 months of 2013, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by Dex One Corp., which listed total assets of $2.84 billion and total liabilities of $2.79 billion in its petition. For the first 3 months of 2013, Young, Conaway, Stargett & Taylor LLP represented 5 of the 20 mega filings, either as counsel or co-counsel. The law firm represented the School Specialty, Penson Worldwide, Supermedia, Otelco, and Rotech Healthcare in their respective Chapter 11 cases. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.